This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. What's happening around here at the station here, Dan? It sounds like there's a lot of talent, a lot of opinions, a lot of news sharing.
Well, and a lot of truth telling.
Well said, my friend. A lot of truth telling. Yeah, we've got Neil Bortz, the talk master. We've got the Kimmer, Ken Peterson. And we got the Morning Extra every, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, with Tug, Rhino, Carlos. And, you know, it's and they're letting people know exactly what's going on. And
Somebody's got to do it, right, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're happy to be part of the Dickey Broadcasting family here in the home of Fox News Radio. And Atlanta's only conservative news talk station. So glad to be here, right?
That's right. We're always glad to be here. We're hoping our listeners are always glad to be here, and they come back every week to listen to us.
Dan, you know this is one of my favorite shows.
I know.
Okay,
it's right behind the Christmas show, right?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, well, you know, it is the most wonderful time of the year for us. You know, we're out there, we're decorating, we're eating, we're drinking, we're buying, we're purchasing, we're consuming things, and we're happy, we're sharing it with family and friends and all. But, you know, for a lot of people, the holidays can be a sad time.
That's right. It sure is.
And not every year, but sometimes, you know, things befall on people that is beyond their control and circumstantial, and just finding, you know, getting a gift for their child or getting something to eat or even getting a bath and a haircut is something that's hard
to
get.
All the things that most people don't have to worry about, right?
Right. And things that we take for granted, and we're busy. We're busy, we're stressed, we're worried about, hey, can we get that 10th present?
That's right.
You know, yeah. And people are out there with needs.
Yeah.
Now,
too many Christmas parties to go to, right?
Exactly. Too many Christmas parties, yeah. But every year, what we try to do is the All Four Seasons Home Show. And, of course, I have to thank Dan Watkins, who has the All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and sponsors the All Four Seasons Home Show, makes it possible. He always wants to make sure that we share some of our time and our promotion with organizations that help the community and give back, right, Dan?
That's right. Listen, we've done this for a lot of years, and it is one of our favorite shows, and I think it's one of the most important shows.
Yeah, and I know you folks are probably wondering, what in the world are we talking about here? Well, you know, we're talking about having here the Salvation Army. You know, these angels on earth are much more than just their red kettles and bell ringing during the holidays, and you're going to find out what they do here. So we'd like to welcome back not just a former guest but an old friend. We'd like to welcome back Major Thomas McWilliams from the Salvation Army here locally. Major, thanks for taking the time. I know you got to be running with your hair on fire this time of year, and we really appreciate you coming and leading the charge to try to overcome unbelievable odds with, I'm sure, a lot more need. But we always like to start off with, you know, wanting to know, our audience would like to know, how in the world did you get involved in the Salvation Army? What's a short bio on you? What's your background? How did it come about?
Well, let me start by saying thank you to you and Dan for having me here. To be able to talk about something that I have loved for 30 years as a Salvation Army officer. My parents were officers, and they were missionary officers, as a matter of fact. I graduated high school in Cape Town, South Africa, and I've taken on the ministry of helping as many people as we can and doing the best we can with what we're given.
It's so it's in your DNA. It's in your blood.
It is in
second
my DNA.
Generation.
Second generation of people that are trying to give hope to the least, last, and lost.
Yeah. So it was kind of your legacy. It was kind of just a natural thing for you to get involved and be involved with the Salvation Army.
I tried to not do it for a little bit. I went to college. Mm-hmm. I was one of those college students that did the 4-year degree in 5.5 years.
Me too.
I've been back, and I've never been an officer for 30 years.
Wow. Well, I know that last year we asked you about the history of the Salvation Army. And people don't know the history. It's extremely interesting, isn't it, Dan? I mean,
it is. This is all, you know, this is a great story. And obviously you can tell it to everybody out there. But there is quite a history with the Salvation Army. Why don't you give it a shot?
Yeah, 1865. A Methodist minister in London decided, you know what? I'm going to go to the worst place and I'm going to help people. And my philosophy is going to be that... I'm not going to just stand up on a soapbox and start preaching at them. I'm going to give them hope by feeding them, by cleaning them up, giving them clothes. And when you give people hope, then they're more open to they're thinking about their life and thinking about how to improve their life. Hope is a strong, strong force. And then in 1890, after that, 1890, the Salvation Army came to Atlanta, Georgia. And
is that right? It was the first time Atlanta was the first place in America that it came to?
No, it came to New York first, but Atlanta was right there at the top in 1890. There's actually a building downtown that you can see. It's been painted over, but you can still see the Salvation Army shield up high on it from those days. And we've been working here nonstop ever since.
Wow, it's funny, Dan. People, I bet people think of the Salvation Army first of all not being that old, and second of all probably being starting here in America, but it's actually an international organization that started in London and has been around since 1865. I mean, like, wow, right?
Yeah, and you guys have spread your wings all over this world, haven't you?
132 countries. Anywhere that you see people in need, we're there. And that includes, that earthquakes up in Turkey and Syria, we're there. Just floods in South America, we're there. We're wherever we need to be.
And it makes no difference on politics or religion or anything like that. You guys are there to help anybody, everybody, wherever there's a need, you're there, no questions asked.
Our mission statement is as old as the Salvation Army is, and it's never changed, and that is to lift up the least. Find them. If we don't care even how they got there. We're trying to give them hope. That's what we're trying to do, and a future, and break families out of the detrimental situations they're in and the devastation that so many of them are. And that even includes people that put themselves there. You know, funny enough, we're still there to help them. And we don't judge. We listen, it jazzes me when I get to meet people that have come through our programs and have kicked addictions or have moved into their first home in however long since they've been homeless, or see kids at our Boys and Girls Clubs that last month were living in a car with their mother or their father, and that jazzes me, keeps me going, and I just know that it's good.
Well, people have a perception of the Salvation Army as part of Americana, part of the holiday season with the red kettles and the uniformed attendant by the kettle ringing the bell or playing a saxophone or a trumpet or something. But my goodness, although that's a big campaign, there's so much more to what you folks do. And it certainly isn't limited to the holiday season, is it?
No, it's not. It's interesting when I talk to people who I like to do market research. I'll ask people, just random that I meet, what do you know about the Salvation Army? And, of course, the two answers are, well, I think they're a good organization. They're the people with the bells, and I donated a shirt. And I say, absolutely, but let me tell you what else. And so then we get on that trail of talking about the sheltering and the feeding and the clubs and the helping with, you know, power bills so that they can have electricity in their house, which, you know, is shocking how many people don't. So
shocking.
I
like that. That's
shocking.
Like
oh, the there we go. A little pun for the day.
That's right. Jim's really good at that.
Well, you know, I want to hear more about what you do, but let's start with the Red Kettle campaign because everybody knows that.
Absolutely. You know, everyone, it's iconic. Mm-hmm. People see the kettle and they know what time of year it is. Now, the kettle campaign over the last decade has dwindled. And the reason it dwindles is because so many people are buying their Christmas from a computer in their easy chair.
Right.
And so it's we have less exposure just because there's less people going out to those
right.
kind of stores. Mm-hmm. But we're still there. We'll still be there until the last person left standing goes into a store. We're going to be there.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, we're coming up on a break here, aren't we, Dan, here in a minute?
We are.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show here with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we have with us again this year, because we bring him back every year, Mr. Thomas McWilliams of the Salvation Army. And he's going to share some things that they do that I'm sure is going to absolutely surprise you and educate you, and you're going to be real proud, and you're going to want to get out there and help one way or the other the Salvation Army. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we just want to remind you that we're out there, all our shows. We have a variety of shows. I mean, you talk about a library of different types of services and products and different businesses. It's a plethora of information, isn't it, Dan?
It is, Jim. We've got so many companies that sometimes you'll hear them a couple times, or you may have the same industry where maybe we've had three different people I'll talk about, say, right. heating and air or right. plumbing or whatever it is. So anybody that's listening, if you have something around the house and you don't know where to start, you don't know the companies to call, you don't know what products, what things to think about when you're doing this remodeling or repairs around the house, it is a great resource for you. So get on there and fire it up, and, you know, it'll take you about 40, 45 minutes to listen to it, but you get some great information.
Yes, we're out there on the Extra 106.3 FM website, all the shows, but also on Apple, Google, and Spotify all year long, right, Dan?
That's right.
So if you know, you're listening to a show and you thought it was great, and you say, boy, I wish my brother or my mother had heard this show, nobody has to miss a show. You just go to that resource and do it. And the businesses that are on this show sharing tips and information, this is not a paid program, right? They can't pay to be on the All Four Seasons Home Show.
No, they can't. And what most people don't know is, you know, you see these things on NBC, you know, these little shows where they have these companies on. Those people are all paying for this, and that's pretty much happening, you know, all over the place. So there's not many shows like this that are just 100%, you know, just natural, I guess, right? Where somebody's coming in and just coming on for the right reasons and giving you the right information, not to get paid, but to speak to our audience and give them these tips and advice.
And folks, I tell you, we're simulcast, which means if you don't get a real strong signal with the FM, we're also at the same time on 12:30 a.m. But probably the best thing to do is just download the Extra 106.3 FM app, right, Dan?
That's right. When the signal doesn't come in, you just switch it on over. Most cars these days, right? It's just built in right in the car, and you can listen to it through your just like it's the radio.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, if you're just joining us, we want to let you know who our guest is this week. It's an old friend, a great organization. We're proud and humbled to have them with us. We're welcoming back Major Thomas McWilliams of the Salvation Army. He's been sharing some information with us, and he's got a lot more to share with us. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about that Red Kettle program. We touched on it before the break, but I know some exciting things are happening around here to kick that off, right? I think I saw something interesting happen this past week, and I'm going to let you tell the folks what it was.
Oh, yeah. The King and Queen building up in the perimeter area and the Google building lit up red to get the whole thing started, and we've got different areas, different people that are all wearing red, all wore red for that day and that weekend, and so we're launched and feeling good.
Super cool, huh, Dan?
Yeah, and I had a little idea, just, you know, talking about all the lack of shoppers, right? We're just not out there, so you just can't get raise quite as much money because there's just the people aren't out shopping, they're shopping online. How about putting something on a website, right, with the red kettlebell and let people donate when they're shopping online?
Dan, that is a great idea. We're going to put you into the Salvation Army and just tap your mind. And funny enough, we, in trying to get our kettles to get online, we have created a space called ringthebellatl.org. And you can go on there and make a kettle donation right there from your easy chair, right after you get done ordering your Christmas from wherever it is that you've just ordered online. So ring the bell, ATL.
Listen, as a company, could you do you have some people where you know, if you wanted to help out and put that on your website, just where, you know, where somebody could donate when, let's say, it's All Four Seasons garage doors, where you could put that on there and somebody could see it on the website and donate? Do you offer that type of a service?
Yeah, if you go to that website, there's a couple of different things you can do on it. Straight donation, or you can get more information about how to get that out to your friends. We have a virtual red kettle that people take and talk to their friends, and they donate to their virtual red kettle, and then they get credit for it. So we say, well, you know, thank you so much for gathering your sphere of influence people and raising however much in your kettle.
Well, Salvation Army, being around since 1865, you're constantly evolving, keeping up with the changing times, right?
Technology. Well, the kettle started as an invention of someone. That didn't start at the beginning. It was in San Francisco. The ships coming in, the Salvation Army was looking for a fundraiser, and they took an old boiling pot for crabs, and they stood next to it and asked for donations for people to throw money into this pot. And some years later, a young person who was out there on that duty said, hey, I can get people's attention if I use a bell. and it spread like wildfire.
So it all started out in an old bowling pot for crabs, right, to help people who are in a pinch. You know, right?
It sounds like that's right, Jim.
Well, that's interesting. That's why I love this. These tips about the Salvation Army. People don't know this. This is so great, you know.
But you can almost visualize that, right?
Oh, yeah.
As Major Thomas was talking. I mean, you could just see it in your mind, that happening, right, with the ships coming in and coming off the dock and somebody standing there and taking donations.
And what does the Red Kettle campaign, from beginning till when it completes, share with the people, the audience here, the All Four Seasons Home Show audience, exactly what that means to the people that benefit from that?
That the Red Kettle program and our whole holiday fundraising, first thing, it funds all of the holiday work that the Salvation Army is going to spill out into this community, which is thousands and thousands of families. Right now, we are over 8,200 families for just toys. That's just the toy part. That doesn't include the food boxes and the help with social services and rent payments and all that goes on this holiday season, because we really kick in during this great fundraising season to make sure people have a good Christmas, and that it's already hard on so many people, but let's try to make it a good one for them get them in homes and get them fed and get them the toys for their kids. And we don't even take credit for the toys. We, you know, give them to the parents and we say, parents, wrap them up, put them under your tree. They're from you. So that's
awesome.
That's what we really like to do.
Because that's such a big deal too, right? I mean, not being able to get a toy or a present, you know, for your kids you probably rather go without eating than do that. So that's pretty amazing.
And there are people making that decision, that have that decision to make.
Sure.
And it's not only kids. We do a lot of work with seniors as well. There's a lot of seniors out there that are trying to decide, do I pay for my medication? Do I buy food? And so we do a lot of, we actually do Angel Tree for seniors out there that just on the edge always of just not even having a home. And so we get gifts for them too.
And that number's got to be getting higher and higher with this inflation that has gone on. They say the average, you know, household has to have an extra $10,000 laying around just to live the same life they were before. Well, if you didn't have that $10,000 laying around, you're going backwards right now, and there's people that could get by before and they just can't get by right now, and there's people that could barely get by that are absolutely aren't getting by right now.
I think of it as a frisbee. If you look at the top of a frisbee and we're all sitting on top of it, the people that can't make ends meet have fallen off of the side, and when inflation is what it's been and cost of everything goes up, that frisbee gets smaller. And the people that were living on the edge of the frisbee before fall off. And just like you can think about something small trying to climb back on top of that frisbee, it is so difficult to get back on after you've fallen. So we spend a lot of time and energy trying to help people not become homeless, because once they become homeless, it's harder. We try to really help them before they reach that point.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you know, obviously not nearly as big a deal, but I can really see this happening in the garage door business. You just see how many people can't afford to buy a new garage door that used to, you know, that when it's time, they would get the door. And right now, they just can't do things around the house. And again, they're not homeless, but that is just, that whole thing is moving down with everybody, whatever their economic situation was before all this happened. So you know, everybody listening out there, I'm sure they can understand the need is just greater than it's ever been.
It's a shock for everybody, whether you have a lot of resources or few. It's a shock to everyone, the grocery bills as they've walked out of the grocery store in the last couple of years. It's a shock for everybody, even if they can afford it. And
that's
so
right.
That affects both ends of it. The donor has less money to give, and there's more people that have the needs.
That's true. I didn't think about that, but you're right. Even on the donor side, people that were willing to give just might not have that money to give anymore.
You know, you mentioned earlier how important hope is. And sometimes hope, and I'm reminiscing about some of the past shows that we've had the Salvation Army on. It's been mentioned that sometimes hope, sometimes what makes a difference in people's life is something relatively simple, like being able to bring them in and give them a haircut, a shave, a bath. Touch on that, because that it's amazing how something that simple that we take for granted can make a difference and give them some hope and make them feel better about themselves and feel like, well, maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I feel better already, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All the things that we take for granted, that I take for granted, having a clean shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems like the simplest thing in the world, but you could see some people that we work with, when we hand them a clean shirt, their eyes. Well, I've had people weep because they got a clean shirt. And that's to them that brings some hope. When you talk to people who have lost all hope, that's what really is devastating to our hearts. And when you have absolutely nothing, the smallest thing makes all the difference. And we love being able to give it to them.
Wow. Well, we've been talking about the Red Kettle campaign, how important that is, the history of it. But you have there's other parts of the charities and stuff. You want to talk about some of the other charities that you do, some of the other things that I know you do a lot of training. You help. You just don't give people things. You a lot of times help them, train them in a trade or work or find them a job or whatever, so they can continue to help themselves, right?
Absolutely. We have facilities all over the 13 counties of the Metro Atlanta footprint. And in those facilities, we coordinate, we help people and connect them wherever they need to. We have workforce development in Atlanta. We have our shelter houses 17% of the people that will be housed that are homeless tonight will be in our shelter. And we have families there. We average 50 kids in our shelter every night. And you talk about a group of people that you really have to work to give hope to and to try to help. Every person 5 years and older gets case management in our shelter. And we have a Boys and Girls Club two blocks down the road from the shelter. And we have a school that works with us. And our kids go to that school, and then they get on a bus and go directly to our club, so they don't have to stop by the shelter. So when they go into our Boys and Girls Club, they're just a Boys and Girls Club member. They're not the shelter kids, because that really affects children that are the homeless kids. And we really work to try to help them, because generational homelessness, generational poverty is a real thing, and we try to stop that in its tracks. We also have we have 13 food pantries in the Metro Atlanta area. We have three Boys and Girls Clubs. We have community centers that help different communities in the metro area, so where we find people in need, we're going to be there.
I think it's always super important to help people help themselves. Whenever you're talking charity stuff, you can just hand people over things, but man, to really have a big impact, if you can help them help themselves, right? And that's how you really pull them up and pull them out of this situation, is whether you're temporarily feeding or sheltering them, but after that, if you can get them the clothes, you can get them the shave, get them the haircut, get them an opportunity to maybe get an interview, get a resume put together, maybe find that right job for them to get them going again,
and do the training.
They get to kind of start over again and give it another shot and maybe that second chance, right? When you've been through all that, you got a chance to really get yourself
absolutely.
Out.
And our workforce development, we really are trying to give people skills, marketable skills. We work with Atlanta Tech and with other groups and other companies that come in and do some trainings and give them a skill so that they can feel a sense of pride
right.
in who they are and can then support themselves from now on. I've run across some great people that that are well established in life. One of them was part of a city council group, not a city councilman, but a group that the person stood up and said, "Hey, I want to just say something about Salvation Army. 30 years ago when I was a kid, my family stayed at that shelter. And because that shelter, our shelter's been there 50 years. And when I hear things like that, now they're just very successful. I'm like, yes, it worked. It worked.
That's kind of
Let's do it again.
Yeah. That I mean, that'll drive you to just keep going every day when you have that kind of success with people.
Oh, absolutely. I love to see it.
Yeah.
I love to hear those. We did a study on just people that were hired for positions within the Salvation Army, and we just don't hire anybody. They have to go through and get skilled, and we have in the last few years we fired 26 that have come out of our shelter that have gone into the Army work because of some skill they've learned and something that they've
done. And that's right here in Atlanta.
That's right here in Atlanta. And then a lot of them have been hired at higher levels by other companies. And we think, great, let's train some more and get them into the workforce and into having life.
You know, what's amazing, too, is this is just happening all over the country, these same stories and all over the world.
They are.
You know, maybe multiply all that stuff. I mean, the numbers are probably staggering. How many people, right? You 26 people times 50 states times how many countries or whatever. It's probably a number that's really staggering.
Yeah, I love being part of the Salvation Army. I do. I to me, it's not work. To me, I get to get up and help somebody. And you know, it's not just those that have the needs either. It's helping people who have a lot of resources, who have been blessed in their life, give them an outlet to say, hey, you can lift up people, and here's the outlet. Here's how you can do it. And that's a blessing, too.
Sure.
Well, many times, you know, when we talk about the Salvation Army, we talk about, you know, making a monetary donation. We talk about donating clothes, or maybe organizations donate food or whatever. But what's extremely important from what I remember from some of your past visits here on the show is, doggone it, you need people to volunteer and help, right? You need workers. You need volunteers to come out and execute these programs and charities and help out, right? That's probably
it is essential. We couldn't function the way we are and to be able to give as much of the money or funnel as much of the money as we do into direct assistance if we didn't have thousands of volunteers. Thousands every single year. I mean, we have companies that send us hundreds of volunteers at a time. And we have so many facilities and so many opportunities. We have two people on our staff dedicated to doing nothing but plugging volunteers into places. And it's whatever skills you have. I mean, if you don't have any skills and you can stir a pot of beans, then come to our shelter and stick that spoon in that big old pot that we're feeding and stir them. And we'd love to have it. And we couldn't hire all the people that it takes to work the Salvation Army in the programs.
Well, that helps you also to use as much money for the resources that you provide, right? If you got the volunteers and you don't have to pay somebody to do it.
That's exactly right. And our volunteer coordinator is essential on our staff. And especially now with all the processing of all of the toys and all the food boxes, we have a warehouse that is just mind-blowingly large. And we're actually going to open it up so people can see it on December 6th. It will knock anyone's socks off to see it. And it is Santa's workshop on steroids in there. Wow. And we have groups come in from schools, churches, civic clubs, just families that come in and say, hey, we're gonna work today. And we're going to put these toys together. And we're going to get these family bags set. And we couldn't do it without them.
It's amazing.
I'm speechless, and that doesn't happen very often, Dan.
Well, you know, it just makes you want to, you know, get out there and do a little help yourself here.
It just warms your heart.
You know, you can't help but thinking, man, I need to get out there. I need to get my kids out there. We need to put some help in. We need to donate some money. We need to donate some time.
Because every little bit helps.
Yeah, and I think anybody
you might
out
think,
there,
well, I can't do that much, but whatever you can do adds up. If everybody does whatever they can do, however little they may think it is, because I know sometimes we think, well, I really can't give that much, or I really can't donate that much time. Hey, whatever you can give is what help. It all adds up, right, Major?
Absolutely. And they go to SalvationArmyAtlanta.org, and we will plug them in. Whatever it is that they bring to the table, want to bring to the table, we'll plug them in.
Yeah, anybody listening right now, too, if you want to get involved, right? I mean, we just talked about how that can be done, and I don't know, if you're listening, I think most people, right, get that same feeling, like, man, why am I not doing something? I can do this. I do have some extra money. I do have some extra time. So if you do, let's reach out to Salvation Army and get you working.
And we've got recurring volunteers, because once they do it, they go, wow.
I believe it.
This is what I need to do.
So it's reciprocal. They think they're helping somebody, but when they get involved, they start feeling good themselves.
I feel the same way, even as an officer of 30 years. When I see people in the shelter, you think, oh, Major McWilliams is helping people in shelter. They bless me so. Sometimes I just weep because of how they help me and fill me and give to me. Just by interactions.
Well, we're up against a break. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Major Thomas McWilliams of the Salvation Army. He's going to be right back in our last segment with some great information and something that's going to make you feel real good. We'll be right back.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus, and if you're just joining us, I'll tell you what, it's been a great show. We're going in our last segment. We're here with Major Thomas McWilliams of the Salvation Army, and oh, wow, I'll tell you what, it's really warmed my heart, Dan. What do you think?
Yeah, it really makes you... It really makes you think, and it makes you think about how much more you can do when you sit here and listen to you and, you know how much you're doing. It really, you know, it's hard to listen to and not say, hey, I need to do more. So I'm hoping everybody's kind of getting that feeling right now as they're listening, and hopefully we can get some more volunteers for you and some more money to do good things and, you know, food, whatever you need, right? I mean, let's step up to the plate here and help the Salvation Army.
You know, Dan, I'd like to know what this Canathon thing is all about. Canathon, what is it, Major?
Oh, December 1st, in partnership with Publix Grocery Store and Channel 11, we collect cans at four different sites across Metro Atlanta, cans of food and dry goods, and we measure it by the ton. And by the pallets that we put together that carry 13 food pantries throughout the year. And it is the simplest way to help. You know, if you want to know, how do I start? Where do I start? You know what? Next time you go to the grocery store, buy a couple extra cans of beans, a can of tuna fish, and then come to one of the sites and make it. And just see it. When you see the Canathon donation site, that in itself will inspire you.
In other words, don't think a few cans of food is not enough, or it doesn't make any difference, because that's what makes the difference, right?
It makes a can of tuna fish can give hope. Now, I know it sounds strange, but it does.
Yeah, no, and listen, go buy something, I don't know, maybe a little bit nicer, even some of these cans, right? You know, maybe even a little more than beans, right? Because that could bring some more hope, right? I mean, having something that's even maybe a little more top shelf, right? I mean,
absolutely. As long as it's canned food and dry goods, because obviously we take it and we put it in huge containers and palletize it, and then we start sending it out to our food pantries and our live feeding sites.
What about jars, glass jars of beets or pickles? It has to be cans.
Yeah.
So people need to know it can't be glass or plastic. It has
to
be cans.
Two things that surprise people is, one, it can't be glass, and that's because of the federal regulations. If somebody throws into these big containers a glass jar and it breaks, every can that food touches, like the spaghetti sauce or something it touches, we have to throw away.
Mm.
And another thing that it's funny enough, we'll purchase it, you don't have to bring it, is baby food because of the federal regulations, and you have to watch the dates and all of that's very, very strict. So we just ask people to bring canned food and bring
diapers.
For the Canathon, we're food. Canathon.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we won't turn down diapers any other time because we have, you know, if you want to make a donation. But this is a food drive.
Okay, gotcha. Cans.
Cans and dry goods. You know what? And fun food is good, too. Like a box of macaroni and cheese. How cheap is a box of macaroni and cheese?
So, like, it can be a box of cereal or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a can. It can be a box.
It can be dry goods. Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we don't have to
refrigerate. Lucky Charms there. A little Cheerios.
Get some ramen noodles, Jim. your food of choice.
There you go. Yeah, that's great. Well, and where are these locations at?
We have them across the metro Atlanta.
Okay.
You can go and find your closest one by going to salvationarmyatlanta.org. And you can see where the closest, they're spread out across the metro footprint so that we can.
They're convenient.
And even if you can't get to one of those sites, which I encourage people to go to one of those sites because it's just amazing what's happening out there. We have facilities all over Atlanta. Just go to a Salvation Army. It doesn't matter what that Salvation Army is doing. You go to a Salvation Army, say, I got a food donation for you.
They'll take care of it.
We'll take care of you.
What about the angel adoptions? I don't know if I'm using the right term. Talk about that.
Yeah, the angel tree.
Angel tree.
That's where we make sure that every kid that is in Metro Atlanta is in danger of not getting toys, gets toys. And we process it in our huge warehouse we talked about earlier. But they can go, again, to SalvationArmyAtlanta.org, and we will get them funneled right to angels and how that all works. So we try to make it easy for people.
You know, we've touched on this a little bit, but and Jim, you touched on it earlier, but talk about again too. I think the reason the Salvation Army is different and why people love to give to it is you guys can stretch the dollar farther than everybody else, and that feels good, right? You know, when somebody donates, they don't want to feel like 80% of it's going to the workers paying their salaries. That as much as possible is going to the people that need it.
That's exactly right. 84 cents. Goes to that. And that's why we rely so much on the volunteers. We just couldn't function without them. And we also, our staff, I wish we could compensate them even more. But, you know, people that come to work for the Salvation Army, there's a heart matter here, too.
And they're not trying to make a million, huh?
You are not going to become a millionaire working at the Salvation Army. That is for sure.
Well, you know, I think it's impressive, Dan, listening to Major Thomas McWilliams and his team, his giant team. They have this passion, and they have such a great attitude. And although they deal with situations that can be depressing and sad, they keep their attitude up, and they lead. They lead with courage and optimism, enthusiasm, and faith. I mean, faith is a big part of keeping you guys going, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It makes us the whole that we are. Now, nobody that comes to us for help ever is required to even talk about faith. But in all of our programs, we make an offer. Listen, do you want us to pray for you? Do you want us to lift you up? And we make the offer because that's the whole person that we're trying to work with, to give hope with.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's not enough of that going on these days. Our country used to be really molded around faith and Christianity, and you know, you're seeing that kind of evaporate, unfortunately, a little bit here, Jim, over the years. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, it's like a dirty word to some people. It does, you know, not to us, of course, but it's crazy how how this world has changed and this country has changed so much in the last however many years. But, you know, it all goes back to faith and belief. And, you know, I think that's what can really change somebody's life.
And the Salvation Army is impacting that in a positive way through walking the talk. Action.
Absolutely.
Action. They don't talk and preach at you. They take action. I love that. We're at the end of our show. I want to make sure people know all the ways they can donate. You might want to talk about, you know, the technology real quick.
If you can't find a kettle out there, you're not going across a kettle, we have a brand new site called ringthebellatl.org. Mm-hmm. And you can go on there and become a part of Hope.
Well, how about if they have any questions and want to talk to somebody about volunteer or how to donate? That maybe they just want to ask some questions. What would be the best resource for that?
Well, they can contact the Salvation Army in their area. I mean, we have Salvation Armies all over, but they can go to the SalvationArmyAtlanta.org website. That'll be an avenue for them to kick
There's
off.
There's a lot of frequently asked questions answered there.
And find an avenue to volunteer.
Well, Major Thomas McWilliams of the Salvation Army, thank you for your time. God bless you. Dan, what can we say to this wonderful man and his organization?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, folks. Get out there and donate. Get with the Salvation Army and do what you can, even whether it's a can of green beans or donating one weekend or whatever. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you and Dan having me here.
Well, thanks for being here.
We'll be back next week every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here with the All Four Seasons Home Show. Have a great week.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.